This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The United States said on Wednesday it will supply Ukraine with dozens of tanks after Germany made a similar announcement. Moves hailed by Kyiv as a potential turning point in its battle to repel Russia's invasion. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
The U.S. changed course on Wednesday and announced it would send 31 of its most advanced battle tanks to Ukraine, helping to break a global stalemate on the weapons that Ukraine says are desperately needed to fight off Russian forces and potentially reclaim occupied territory in the east and south. The U.S. decision to deliver M1 Abrams tanks helped resolve a diplomatic logjam with Germany, which was hesitant to send the advanced weaponry amid deep reluctance given its Nazi past.
That was Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday, the key to supplying tanks for Ukraine's war effort was speed and sufficient numbers.
Я говорив сьогодні з генсеком НАТО Єнсом Столтенбергом. Маємо відкрите постачання також далекобійних ракет для України. Важливо, ми маємо розширювати і нашу співпрацю в артилерії. Ми маємо вийти на.
In his nightly video address, Zelensky also said he had spoken to NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and called for supplies of long-range missiles and aircraft. Iran imposed sanctions Wednesday on 34 individuals and entities from the European Union and Britain in reaction to similar measures they have taken over Tehran's response to months-long protests. Tehran's move comes 2 days after the EU and Britain slapped another round of sanctions on the Islamic Republic, which has been rocked by protests since the September 16th death of Mahsa Amini. The 22-year-old Amini died in custody after being arrested for allegedly breaching the country's dress code for women. This is VOA News. Thousands of Peruvians took to the streets of Lima on Wednesday to protest against President Dina Boluarte amid the worst wave of protests in at least 2 decades in the Andean country. Protesters are demanding the resignation of Boluarte, early new elections, the shutdown of the Congress, and a new constitution. The protests began in December when then-President Pedro Castillo was ousted. More than 50 people have been killed as a result of the unrest. Hundreds of supporters of South Africa's opposition protested Wednesday over ongoing power cuts that are crippling the African continent's most developed economy. Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
South Africa has been mired in an energy crisis for more than a decade, but it has accelerated this year, with the country experiencing daily scheduled blackouts, sometimes for as long as 10 hours a day. Known here as load shedding, the cuts are meant to reduce power on the strained grid. Eskom, the cash-strapped and debt-ridden state power utility, is beset by aging coal plants that are prone to breakdowns. Hundreds of protesters massed outside the headquarters of the ruling African National Congress Party, blaming the government for failing to get the energy crisis under control. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Donald Trump is reinstated to Facebook after a 2-year ban. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Facebook's parent Meta is reinstating former President Donald Trump's personal account after a 2-year suspension following the January 6, 2021 insurrection on Capitol Hill. Trump was suspended the next day. The company said in a blog post that it is adding new guardrails to ensure there are no repeat offenders who violate its policy. Other social media companies also kicked Trump off their platforms. Banned from mainstream social media, Trump has been relying on his own much smaller site, Truth Social, which he launched after being blocked from Twitter. Recently, Trump was reinstated on Twitter after Elon Musk took over the company. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And two senior United Nations officials said Wednesday they were pressing the Taliban to reverse its restrictions on Afghan women, particularly a ban on working in aid delivery, with one official warning that famine is looming during the harsh winter. Speaking in New York, UN Deputy Secretary General Amita Mohammed says she pushed pretty hard on women's issues during a visit last week to Afghanistan, and sometimes the reaction was not pleasant. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.